Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. So, Arisha, you know I absolutely love being an only child. I mean, obviously, it's not like someone could ever overshadow me. You've tried and failed.
But, oh, okay.
I am happy there were no siblings to try.
I'm just really glad you woke up this morning and you were like, this is a day for me to be humble as all get out.
Yeah, well, you know.
But as someone with siblings, I can say, yeah, it can be a challenge.
Yeah.
Not for me, but it can be a challenge.
Sure, sure. And I will say, it is nice to see siblings who support each other, even if one has more success than the other. And that's a lot like actor Elizabeth Olsen and her famous twin sisters, Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah, the Olsen twins were huge child stars, ones I was famously obsessed with. And even though she wanted to act, Elizabeth says she never felt like she was in competition with either of her sisters.
Yeah, which is good. I also love that you said you were obsessed.
I know. You would pick up on that.
You don't have to lie.
Still obsessed, but just a healthy amount.
Okay, all right. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, May 9th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, as Arisha will tell anyone who will listen, there was a time when Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously watched them on Full House, movies like It Takes Two, the sitcom So Little Time. Did you watch that?
Yes, of course. And The Adventures of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. We cannot leave those movies out.
Okay. Well, obviously, we grew up with them, but actor Elizabeth Olsen actually grew up with them, and now she's opening up about what it was like to be raised with two very famous sisters. Mm-hmm.
So Elizabeth is the youngest of four siblings. They have an older brother, Trent, and then Mary-Kate and Ashley, and then Elizabeth. Elizabeth's only 2.5 years younger than her twin sisters, and in a new interview with Harper's Bazaar, she says they were really close growing up. even though Mary-Kate and Ashley were always in the spotlight, it didn't seem to affect Elizabeth's relationship with them during childhood. She says she always felt like it was an advantage to have older twin sisters and said it was an amazing feeling to be the youngest of them. Elizabeth says there was a friendly competition between her sisters to outspoil her, which I feel like is very foreign for siblings.
Yeah, right.
She says, if I was spoiled by one, the other wanted to match it. I loved it.
I mean, that sounds like a dream.
Yes, that is a dream. I mean, I guess most of us don't have siblings that are literally swimming in money.
That's true.
So
that's very true. But of course, there is something to be said about the bond that twins have. Mm-hmm. Like, we hear about this all the time. And even though Elizabeth says being so close in age made her feel like a trio with her sister, she does admit that their connection as twins is impossible to match. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when you and Liam ganged up on me today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
you know, mm-hmm.
That is a bond impossible to match.
Yep.
Keep trying, though. Elizabeth says there's something about the twin connection that she's never experienced, but also says she felt lucky to be witness to it. And Elizabeth says she knows her sisters always had her back, saying, I also felt very protected.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's sweet. Mm-hmm.
I can't see Mary-Kate and Ashley beating somebody up for her just because, as everyone knows, they're under 5'3".
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is that supposed to mean?
One's 5'1", one's 5'2", I think. Oh, God. I should have looked this
okay,
up.
Okay, well, I'm 5'3", and I could take someone down. Just want to say.
Well, I said they're under 5'3". You're 5'3".
it's that one
I'm covering my bases here.
So luckily, Elizabeth and her sisters were really close, and she says she learned a lot from them, like how to navigate the entertainment industry. And before they quit acting to start their own luxury fashion label, Mary-Kate and Ashley had a very successful career in entertainment. And, of course, Elizabeth was taking notes.
Mm-hmm. I should say their successful career was largely in part to my tuning in every time they did something. I'm pretty sure I lined those pockets real nice.
Yeah, you kept that empire afloat mm-hmm. for sure.
So obviously Mary-Kate and Ashley were huge child stars. By the time they were 21, they were already sitting on a $1 billion retail empire owned by their company, Dual Star Entertainment. I've always loved that name.
I bet you did.
They're now estimated to have a combined net worth of around $500 million. So I think we can safely say they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth says she also felt very clear about how she'd make a lot of choices in her acting career because she watched her sisters do it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Elizabeth didn't rush into acting at a young age, which she probably was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
But she said she waited to give it a go because she really liked school and decided to study acting at New York University's Tisch School of the Arts, mm-hmm. which is just like, I feel like most actors are like, I can't afford school. I'm just going to jump right in. So this is just a testament to like how much money they had. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know what? I'm going to go to a really expensive school instead.
Yeah, I'm going to drop thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars for this.
Yeah. And I mean, of course, having two famous sisters did put a lot of pressure on her to prove mm-hmm. herself, I can only imagine. And in her Harper's Bazaar interview, Elizabeth says she always knew she wanted to act, but said, I just had a lot of insecurities about wanting to do it. She says she always felt that presence of people comparing her to her sisters and having certain expectations of her.
But she says this made her work harder and caused her to have a chip on her shoulder to be overprepared and disciplined, and said she wanted to feel like she was earning it, which honestly, I feel like all people should be in whatever field they are, like earning it and putting in the work.
Yeah, that's hot take.
Yeah, there it is. Elizabeth also says, I had this need to be the hardest working student when I was in school. And in a 2018 interview on the podcast Off Camera with Sam Jones, Elizabeth said she felt really embarrassed for even wanting to be a part of the industry and said she went to school for acting so she could feel confident, knowing she'd also hear the nepotism comments, and said, if I'm bad, I'm bad. If I'm good, it's nepotism, which I get. I can only imagine what that's like.
That's fair, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if I were to ever have kids, that'd be what they're dealing with. Nepotism.
100%. Mm-hmm. I mean, having a mother who's the queen of podcasting, I mean, how are you going to live up to that?
Impossible shoes to fill. Elizabeth also said she worked really hard to be really confident in her own skills, but she added, people were going to say shit no matter what I do.
I mean, that's true of anyone.
I was going to say,
honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I get it. I 100% get it.
Yeah.
And her hard work has obviously paid off. She's gotten a lot of praise for her performances in indie films like Martha Marcy May Marlene and Ingrid Goes West. And now, of course, everyone knows she stars as Wanda Maximoff mm-hmm. in the Marvel movies franchise. And I gotta say, it's kind of like the roles have reversed because obviously Mary-Kate and Ashley have taken a really big step back.
Yes.
They're super private. Mm-hmm. I obviously hear way more about Elizabeth than I do them
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm. Same. And it breaks my heart. I get it, but it breaks my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
In a rare interview given to ID last summer, Mary-Kate and Ashley did open up about their decision to keep their lives so private. Mary-Kate said, "We were raised to be discreet people," which has got to be so hard when you're the most famous twins in the world.
Right.
They also talked about their fashion line, The Row, and their decision to keep their names out of the line's branding to be taken more seriously as designers. And both Mary-Kate and Ashley have previously talked about their decision to quit acting. Mary-Kate, who's left-handed, told Allure magazine in 2013 she's not great at not being able to control the end product. And Ashley, who's right-handed, agreed, saying, "I was reading scripts, and ultimately I just said to the people who were representing me, I need to do things 100%. I don't feel like I can give you 100% of my time," adding, "There's a lot of compromise in the entertainment industry. I can't sit in this room and audition for this part."
I'm going to be honest. I didn't hear half of what you said at the end there because I was still focusing on how crazy you are.
I know so many facts. Mary-Kate's the taller one, too, if you want more facts uh-huh. from me.
Which one curled only half of their hair in the sitcom So Little Time? Because that was truly wild.
I can't remember, but what I do know is when I'm watching them on screen, I can tell who's who.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, like, when they're playing Michelle. When they're playing Michelle, like, not oh. baby Michelle, but toddler and up, I can tell when it's Mary-Kate versus Ashley.
Okay.
I have no way to confirm I'm right, but I know I'm right.
Well, of course you don't, and that's what you're banking on.
Yeah, I'm taking this act to Vegas, baby.
Yeah, sure. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this, perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.